Please enjoy this Buzz on Biz podcast. You can hear the Buzz on Biz radio show weekdays from noon to 1 on News Talk Sports 1630 WRDW. Streaming online at WRDWAM.com.
And on Fridays, we are joined by the folks from Ellefson Transportation Group. You can find out more about them on the website, which is ADSIUnited.com. Jim Thorpe joining us. Jim, thanks for coming into the studio.
Good afternoon, sir.
We've had various folks from the organization here the last two or three weeks. Cedric was on last week talking about the document keeping.
Yes, sir.
Which I find fascinating. Of all the things that the organization does, is that the one that's benefited the most from technology?
I think so. Actually, all of our brands, we live on iPads and laptops and cell phones, and we can pretty much run remote if we need to.
I ask that because it seems to me movers still got to move.
Yes.
Couches still got to get out of the house and into the truck.
Ladies and gentlemen have to be on the street.
That's yes, but when it was paper, and still is paper in many instances, but when it was somebody trying to keep track of that, it just seems like the documents keeping has really benefited from technology.
Absolutely. I mean, we can transport the paperwork to and from the customer much quicker, shared files, logins onto our website. We're now able to have our paying customers for shredding and records management can go right into our website, log right in, and make their payment online. So everything streamlining paperwork on the front end from the sales side all the way to the back end on the payment side, and our customers are loving that.
Shredding, it's not something we've talked a lot about. When how many times do you ask if they're sure you want this shredded?
Well, you're hoping that if they put it in the container at their facility or their hospital or their law firm, you know, that they've made a cognitive decision that when they place it in that bin, that whether we're coming that day, the next day, or the next week, or sometime that month, that, you know, they're ready for that to be released.
Are there situations where documents that are being stored are asked to be shredded?
Sure. Most companies that have a purge-out schedule, whether it's every year or every couple of years, you know, if they're bringing in 200 boxes in January and they have 200 to be shredded that are, you know, now 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, they've got a good retention schedule and a good shred-out schedule. We're able to streamline that process for them. They're in control of it in the long run, but we're there to support them when they're ready to make that phone call, bring new boxes in, and have boxes go out. Some folks come in and they need to witness that. If it's legal paperwork or CPA-type paperwork, tax documents, things like that. So it's not uncommon that our customers come to us. Hmm. Some have to videotape it, or they simply just have to check off, you know, an inventory sheet and witness that what they've taken out of the warehouse is then shredded.
So we now call this a shred-off schedule.
Well,
it
there's probably a better. That's
it
my little.
An, oh, it's
that
your
could
name.
Be my little slang name for it. But purge schedule is probably more appropriate.
Okay. And as we talked about, that's one of the aspects. Would is moving still the biggest piece of business that you guys do?
For the Ellefson Transportation Group umbrella, you know, the ADSI Moving Systems, Acme Moving, being the United Van Line agent. Mm-hmm. That is probably still 2-1 over our other companies in total. So this area is, as we know, John, and I've got the Buzz on Biz sitting in my hand right here in the studio. Every month this magazine publication gets thicker and thicker, right? Because there's more going on in this town in the CSRA. So every grand opening, every new company coming in from cyber to hospitality. I mean, that's a huge benefit to us. Every new house that gets built needs a new homeowner. So,
do you, with what you do, and you guys are in the trenches, do you sense bubbling? Do you sense businesses getting a little bit better?
Absolutely, John. We're so ingrained in the community when it comes to business networking groups, our chambers of commerce, and if you're attending your chamber meetings and you're attending your business meetings, and if you're going to your Buzz on Biz events, and if you're out in the community, it's not just that we sense the buzz, but the community is sensing that buzz. And if you're reading the paper and you're following the news, you know that this area is on the verge of a big boom.
We're talking with Jim Thorpe from the Ellefson Transportation Group. You guys, I don't know if we've discussed this. Region? Do you guys cover a region?
Well, for each company probably has its own parameters. I mean, for the most part, all of our companies are going to cover the CSRA. You know, we can go to Athens, we can go to Atlanta, we can get to, you know, certainly Waynesboro, and we're back and forth to Savannah, Charleston.
Can you cross
like
borders?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're the United Van Line agent, so on the moving side, we can all across the country.
But if somebody in Aiken picked up the phone, can you move them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We can move them Aiken to Evans or Aiken to China if that's what they want to do. So we're global from that aspect. You know, shredding, we're probably not going to have customers calling us from, you know, Lakeland, Florida saying, hey, come shred, you know, 10 pounds of paper. But and our Go Mini franchise is for the most part CSRA. But we do get calls, you know, outside of a 50, 60-mile radius, central parts of Georgia, and, you know, if they have a disaster down there, they've had a flood in their house or a tree fall or something and they need containers for rental, we can drive 100, 150 miles.
You know, I'll tell you a funny story about that, and I don't remember. This had to be 10, 12 years ago, and I was visiting a buddy's house in Columbus, Ohio, and he talked about that they were going to clean out the garage and things, and I was up there to play some golf, and all of a sudden one morning I heard the garbage truck, and I thought it was the garbage truck, and it was a garbage truck that didn't leave for a long time. And I looked out the window, and he had one of these delivery pods, you know. And this was the first time I'd seen it.
Right.
First time I'd seen anything like that. How good is that business?
It's growing. In the last couple of years, we've added anywhere from 10 to 15 containers per year to our fleet. So when I joined the company a little over 4 years ago, we had about 95, 98 containers. Today, we just unloaded a freight truck that came in with Jason's in the room. How many new containers were on that truck? 12 new, brand new 20-foot containers to add. That puts us somewhere in the 135 to 140 range right now.
Percentage of use of those that's commercial or residential?
Well, commercial, we do quite a few businesses rent them when they're running out of space or coming up on the holiday season. When we see residential, the majority of that is going to be we've had a disaster in our home. We have we had a toilet leak, we had a refrigerator leak out or something like that. Our hardwood floors need redone, or someone's just doing a remodeling job and they need two or three containers to unload their house. We do get customers, though, that, you know, are looking to be more self-conscious on their budget. And instead of renting a rental truck, they can get the container delivered a week or two ahead of time, load it at their own pace. When they're ready, we'll move it to the new location. Maybe it's a mile down the street. Maybe it's 20 miles away. And then they have a week or two or whatever rental time they want to unload at their pace. And when they're ready, we'll come pick it up empty.
You know, we talked about the technology in the various aspects of what you guys do, but then I assume then there's technology at the hub. There's technology that watches the technology.
Well, absolutely. So, obviously, we have IT department, and Anita Ellison does a fantastic job with that. We have our own secured vault and server room, et cetera. But we partner in the community as well. So, you know, we need partners as well from IT and other services. So we reach out to our partners when the technology is, you know, beyond what we want to purchase or if we're going in the cloud with our software and things like that. So
how much has it grown since you've been there?
Well, I could brag a big number, but it's not really when Jim got here. It's when a team, you know, when the whole group just we started thinking about different ideas, our marketing, our branding, everything that we're doing in the community. I would say between Brian, Niles, and myself, we sit on probably 8 or 10 different board of directors right now. That's certainly getting us in the community and helping charities along the way. We're a member of 5 different chambers of commerce, things like that. So it's really not a matter of did any one person grow the company to a certain extent. We probably have grown 30 to 40% over a 4 to 5 years, and some years have had, you know, almost double digit every year.
I don't want you to say what it is if you do indeed have these thoughts. Is there some area that the organization's thinking about getting into?
Well, I'm not sure we have any new ideas on the plate. We did add our whole electronic scrap, e-recycling about 2 years ago. We bought hard drive shredders, and we've gone to our partners and our accounts, and that field is growing tremendously. So people have end-of-life electronics, no different than the computers in your room here, John, and then they're not sure what to do with it. They know it shouldn't go to the landfill or the trash can in the driveway because you might have data storage devices in there, thumb drives, you know, hard drives, things like that. So we are seeing tremendous growth in our electronic recycling program. Everything from, you know.
Is that just business to business or consumer?
No, it's consumer. We've done some consumer drives for that, you know, some shred events in the community, and we've added that component to it. We don't see as many people driving up to us saying, here's my laptop, what do I do with it? Although if they do, we can handle that for them. It's not typically, you know, a drive-up type service.
Right.
So, but on the B2B side, that's probably 95% of that growth, and that's simply adding another component to what we're doing for our clients, whether it's shredding or records management or moving services for their people, and then adding that component of what do I do with my hard drives, my data tapes, my thumb drives. We can store it for them, and we can shred it for them when it's end of life.
He is Jim Thorpe from the Ellison Transportation Group. Again, the website is ADSIUnited.com, diversified and apparently busy. Jim, thanks for taking the time to come in. I always appreciate it.
Thank you, John. We'll do this every Friday if you want.
Okay, well, there's people you talk to about that. I'm just the overpriced talent.
There you go.